The 10th annual Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge at High Meadows School in Stone Ridge, New York, will take place on June 5th. The ride welcomes cyclists of all levels with five distinct routes that traverse the scenic Catskill and...
Shawangunk.
Thank you. Shawangunk. You know, I'm 50-50 on that word.
I think some people say Shamgunk. I think they don't even pronounce the whole thing.
Or Shangum.
Shangum.
Okay.
Yeah, that might be better, yeah.
We just usually refer to it as the Gunks.
The Gunks. There you better. Go.
Yes. Yeah. But coming upon it, I usually have 50-50. So thank you very much for helping me out. Jeff Miller is this year's chair of Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge. He joins us now with head of school, Michelle Hughes, and it's a great pleasure to have you both before us. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, Jeff, how did this particular... Well, first of all, congratulations on 10 years. That's nice.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, we're really excited about the ride this year. And in fact, in honor of our 10-year anniversary, we've added a new ride to the event. Usually, we max out at a 50-mile ride that goes up over the Gunks, the Shamgunk Mountains, however you want to call it, and circles back to Stone Ridge where the ride begins. But this year, we've actually added an 80-mile ride to the event, which is really aimed at kind of professional cyclists or cyclists in training for bigger events over the summer. I mean, this ride goes up over the Gunks, the Shamgunk Mountains, circles back to Stone Ridge, and then goes all the way up to the Ashokan Reservoir, which is quite astonishingly beautiful. Circles up around the reservoir and then returns to Stone Ridge, to High Meadow School in Stone Ridge.
So there are ultimately five rides.
There are. We try to accommodate all different levels of ridership, from people who are just starting off. We have a 5-mile family ride. You know, children with their parents go on this ride.
Yeah, which is very popular.
Very, very popular and very gentle and very easy. And then it goes all the way up to the 80-mile ride, which is really for people who are... have a lot of stamina
more.
And want to go more, exactly.
Want to go more than 30 or 50.
Why you'd want to do that? They do.
It's another story,
they
sure.
Do. They do.
When you get done, you go, wow, I'm just not quite satisfied with the 30. I want to go another 50 miles. How did this whole thing come about?
Well, this is our 10th year, and we use it as a fundraiser for High Meadow School. Michelle can probably talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it started with actually my daughter's class, parents who were avid riders and thought that this would be a wonderful way to pull the community together and do some really fun riding in a beautiful place and raise money for what was at that time the Performing Arts Center Drive. Now we are raising money for two other worthy causes. One is the Rondout Valley Central Schools Scholarship Fund and... the High Meadow School Financial Aid Fund. So these are great ways for us to bring the community together and benefit the kids.
And let me just emphasize that. It is a community event. Everybody from High Meadows participates. All the people that work on this ride are volunteers. We give our time to provide these wonderful routes for people to enjoy, the beautiful scenery in the Hudson River Valley. And it takes a lot of effort to put this together. So it's a nice way of getting everyone at High Meadows to kind of contribute something and come together on the day of the ride.
I have to say, I love your title, Head of School. It's a great title.
Yeah.
What does it, that means you're ahead of everything, right?
I'm head of everything.
Okay.
But so, luckily we're a democratic organization, so I don't have to do everything.
Head of school. So tell us a little bit about the school and how it works in the community.
We are 30 years old. We just passed this big benchmark for ourselves last year, and all grown up now. And we live right in the center of Stone Ridge proper. We are a progressive school. That means that we kind of apply the ideas of John Dewey of focusing on the children, creating curriculum that is about the children in front of you, incorporating notions of teacher as researcher, and also community connection. And those four principles are very alive in the classrooms and on the campus.
And the grades you cover?
We are a pre-K through 8, but we also have a free story time for young children once a week on Thursday mornings, and we're going to continue that. So come on by.
How is that 8th grade to high school transformation? How do you oversee that and see that that's a smooth transition?
I love that you asked that question, Joe, because it's one of the concerns that people have always. Yeah. And we really have built relationships with the high schools, both independent and public, around us. You know, we're very focused on transitioning those 7th and 8th graders from a very child-centered environment to a more formalized and focused experience as they enter the high school years. We want them to have all of the skills and dispositions that allow them to be successful in any high school environment, and they truly are. So we're continuing to work on that.
I love that word, to have the dispositions. It's a large part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's curiosity and flexibility and the ability to and really truly see something from the beginning through to the end, whether it's a project or a book or some sort of creative endeavor.
Can you teach that, or at very least encourage it? Curiosity, flexibility, those kinds of things?
Yes, you can. You don't. Well, joy. I think children come to us with that, and we just try our best not to take it away from them.
Well, I guess that's the problem, right? We usually just...
I think that's really what it is. We just
really... kind of like bats the hell out of them and takes it right out of them, soaks it up.
We're very much about cultivating and supporting those basic instincts to understand and to know and to explore that kids come to us with.
Can I just add in there something that was really real surprise? So I have a daughter there in second grade, right? And we are just so impressed with the community there, and not just in the, you know, the strict educational sense. Cleo, my daughter, has a great time there. We're very happy with her class and her classmates, but I feel like I really know her colleagues' parents pretty well. It's, you know, we socialize with them. We see them, you know, once or twice a week, and not just, you know, for pickups. So it's become this sort of, I don't want to say it's kind of an alternative family, but it's this alternative space, you know, where we're really welcomed in, and we feel like we're members of this community. It's very, very special in that sense.
So when you have an event like this and you bring that community together, and not just the school community but the larger community, it really does show the boundaries, because after 30 years, a lot of those kids are growing up, aren't they? They have grown up.
And they do come back.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing. You know, it's interesting because Bud Clark, who was the founder of the event, said when he came to High Meadow, he had studied for the priesthood, actually, and he thought that he would have to find a church when he moved from Brooklyn to Ulster County. And he said, I actually, once we found High Meadow, we found our community. and he is really the one who got this whole ball rolling.
In fact, so we named the 50-mile ride for Bud Clark.
Yes.
The Bud Clark Shongunk. Ridge That's Ride. Right. And so the times vary from how long you're biking, so anywhere from 7:30 to 11.
Yeah, I guess we should emphasize it's not a race, it's a ride. So, you know, people complete it in different at different speeds. I think some of the fast riders, especially on the 50 and hopefully the 80 this year, they're very quick, and they'll complete them relatively quickly. And then some people take their time, and it's kind of a more leisurely event. We have water stations and aid stations out along the route, so people can kind of stop and get a bite to eat or a little water, and lots of directional markers and people out there pointing arms in different directions.
Well, that route thing is, I mean, that's a whole, well, you said all the work that goes into it. I mean, that's huge, of figuring out, this road is safe, this road may not be, this one was good last year, it's not good this year.
We have an excellent route setter, Doug Needham, a little shout out to Doug,
who
plots out all of our routes very carefully and decides where we need volunteers, where we need signs, where we need caution signs, where we need 5 volunteers to stop traffic sometimes.
Right.
And for the kids' ride, the 5-mile ride, we usually have a police escort for them just to kind of make sure that everyone's kind of being respectful of the children who might be on the road a little bit. So we want everyone to have fun, but we want it to be safe at the same time. Right.
So. Have a police escort because it's safe and because it just sounds cool.
When the lights are flashing, boy.
I have a police escort. That's
right.
That's good.
All we would need is a fire truck to make it really
cool.
Right.
the fire truck could lead.
That's right. It's Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge to benefit High Meadow School. It's Sunday, June 5th, and you can find more information about the event by going to our website, but also you can visit their website, which is ridetheridge.org, ridetheridge.org.
Or you could find us on Facebook. We have a really vibrant page with lots of pictures and testimonials and descriptions of the ride. That's a good place to go as well.
It's all in Stone Ridge, New York, and as I mentioned, it takes place Sunday, June 5th as a benefit for High Meadow School. A 5-mile family race, 11-mile intermediate scenic ride, a 30-mile countryside ride, the 50-mile Bud Clark Ridge Ride, and the 80-mile Ride the Ridge ride. All of these going on, and you can pick which one you're interested in. RideTheRidge.org. Thank you so much, both, for being with us. Very nice. I hope you have a great, terrific event.
Thanks very much for having us.
A lot of fun in the process. Jeff Miller is the chair of this year's Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge, and Michelle Hughes is head of school. And the 10th annual Ride the Ridge Bike Challenge is going on June 5th. And again, you can find out more RideTheRidge.org or the link of this interview, plus links to find out more about the event, are available at wamc.org/roundtable. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Thank you
weekend.
So much, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.